This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture. Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Insane Things Podcast, where we wrap up the most insane stories of the week. Let's dive right in with Insane Thing number 4. Do you realize not a single illegal immigrant has been paroled into the United States of America who showed up at our border for 10 months? What does that mean? It was always possible to secure it with the military, Customs and Border Patrol, and a little grit. There was never any need to parole 10 million people into this country and then be unable to interdict the other 2 million who were gotaways because ICE was acting as the welcome wagon at the border, but it was a voter drive. Now, if you remember my past Battleground America podcast, you remember the terrifying nature of many of these people. Joe Biden didn't just open the border. He changed how we handle entire categories of illegal immigrants, most especially Chinese and special interest aliens, who before were automatically turned back and sent home. It got to the point after Biden made this change, you'll remember, that an average of 22,000 Chinese, mostly men, mostly military age, and remember the description from a previous Battleground America podcast, they all had the same haircut. Many of them came out of the desert carrying briefcases and the same satchel, like they were an army and it'd been assigned to them. Then over the border they went because it was believed they'd vote Democrat. So who cares what they do when they're here? At Lukeville, after the Border Patrol was sent out to the previously peaceful Trump Wall with a blowtorch to permanently weld open a door so that night after night after night at Lukeville, between 700 and 1,000 Muslim men brought in by the Organization for Islamic Cooperation, thousands of them came from Iran. What does that mean? Well, the war right now, Iran and China are tied at the hip. Iran's a proxy of China, and they both have, essentially, armies inside the United States of America. Notice Russia. They were in the news this week. Folks, I could do a Who the Hell is in America, thanks to Joe Biden edition of this program, but I won't. Anyway, the Russian organized crime was in the news this week, along with Armenian organized crime, because it turns out, according to CBS News, which is finally covering the story, they have, in fact, defrauded the federal government of billions of dollars in hospice care money in L.A. alone. My point being, they're here. Russia, Iran, and China. In numbers that constitute small armies. Democrats don't give a damn about human life or about national security, as we've demonstrated a gazillion times on this podcast. So nobody stopped to think, hey, if we were going to fight a war, but we've already imported, say, an army from the enemy and then just turn them loose, what would that mean for national security during a war? Enter this story. Retired Major General William Neil McCaslin, former commander of the Air Force Research Laboratory. For 3 decades? The Air Force Research Laboratory manages research programs that shape all air and space power for the military. His specialty? The directed energy weapons that our country's military didn't even acknowledge they had up until about a month ago. All these next generation space weapons that you're seeing us use for the first time in these wars, including Venezuela, think the discombobulator, which is mind blowing. If you haven't read about that, oh my gosh, it's like something out of a science fiction novel. Yeah, whoever saw their creation? This general. At the time of his leadership, the laboratory oversaw $2.2 billion in science and technology programs and all the externally funded research. He's a pretty important guy. He left in 2013, but immediately went to the private sector to oversee the development among contractors of this stuff. Then he retired recently. He was a super in shape guy, so he liked to run the trails around his house. Went and did it every day. His wife thought nothing of him taking off, till he never came back. When did he disappear? One day before the first bomb dropped in Iran. Less than 24 hours on the clock before the directed energy weapons he helped develop were first officially used in a war. Weird, right? He disappeared within a one-hour window when his wife was at a medical appointment. The Bernanillo, this is in New Mexico, county sheriff's offices used helicopters, drones, and canine units. The FBI, which is not supposed to search by charter for adults, they can only do searches for kids, was heavily involved. And weirdly, a silver alert was issued due to reported mental fog that officials say he experienced somewhat in the weeks leading up, although he remained highly capable and intelligent. Now, that's weird because his wife initially put out a statement saying he's mentally fine. She would have never left him alone if he wasn't. And it gets even weirder when you consider that he was a competitive biker. He participated in a 60-mile bike race the week before. He's obviously got the mental capacity to do that, which means if Iran or Russia or China or any of the internal armies that now exist on our soil pick this guy up, he'd be totally able to tell him everything. We have all of our weapons, and he knows how to develop them too, and he's gone. They can't find his body. He'd often run the trails behind his house. Folks, if we're going to have all these illegals in this country, literally battalions of the enemy, I think we're going to have to start dispatching Secret Service protection to these people's homes. Think about it. This guy goes out on his front lawn. That's like putting a mainframe server out there with no password needed to enter, containing all of our top military secrets. We used to be able to walk around this country. But we can't anymore because the enemy was invited in by treasonous Joe Biden. He's an avid hiker, by the way, left behind his phone, wallet, and glasses. Again, we've never had to navigate how to have a war before when the Democrat Party has invited the enemy to come live with you because they believe they might one day vote Democrat. Which leads us to insane thing number 3. Since the State of the Union, we've known for certain Democrats are not hiding it anymore. They prefer, as a matter of policy, illegal immigrants to American citizens. But this we haven't seen before. Almost 200 House Democrats voted this week against deporting illegal immigrants who commit welfare fraud. What is welfare fraud as defined by the bill? It could be one of two things. It could be basically like the Somalis who just defraud Medicare, set up fake businesses, and are here illegally stealing millions of dollars. Or it could be the 61% of illegal immigrants estimated to be on at least one welfare program. And according to Senate testimony last week, many are more on more than one. See, that's been illegal since 1995. President Bill Clinton proudly signed the bill, then bragged about it at a very different State of the Union address from the one we saw recently. Already under federal law, there are many categories of crimes, which if you get caught doing it as an illegal immigrant, you're automatically deported. They don't have to try you, convict you, none of that. ICE can do an internal bench warrant for it. This would add welfare fraud, i.e. stealing from hardworking American people, to that list. Almost 200 Democrats voted no. That's astonishing. Now let's think about what this means for a moment. Our founders would have known because they hated the income tax. To a man, they likened it to slavery. And today with Democrats, it is slavery. What if you commit fraud? The kind of fraud Democrats voted to protect illegal immigrants from the consequences of. What if you commit fraud right now at tax time? From hiding your precious dollars from Uncle Sam because you just want to spend them on your family and not some guy from Iran who's here to kidnap a general but would like welfare in the meantime. What if you'd like to keep your money? What if you don't report it all to the IRS? That's fraud. You can go to prison for it. Think about that. If you don't turn your money over to illegal immigrants who are committing fraud, you can go to prison. But Democrats just voted to make sure there's no consequences for them and that they can stay and continue defrauding you. Why? Because they're replacement voters for you. Folks, this is the kind of thing that leads people to violence as their only recourse. This is the kind of thing that leads to revolutions. Because what this is robbery. I said this earlier this week. If you stopped by, I don't know, the grocery store on your way home from work and in the parking lot, someone put a gun in your face and took your money? Well, in this case, government's the gun. The Democrats are behind the gun and they take your money back to the crime den to distribute among their illegal immigrant friends. You have to turn it over. The good news, to the extent there is any here, is that the Democrats aren't hiding it anymore. Now, this passed in the House, but of course, it'll be blocked by John Thune in the Senate, much the way the SAVE Act was blocked this week by the very fake use of the filibuster. A filibuster our founders didn't use and wouldn't recognize. A filibuster John Thune is using to keep the open borders majority in Congress. Because why? He knows without cheating, Democrats can't win. Then they've got to keep that open borders majority in Congress for when Donald Trump goes. Thune knows Democrats are a crucial part of it. Now, the good news there is that Senator John Kennedy did what I'd hope somebody would do, spit in the face of John Thune. He really did. He stood up on the floor of the Senate and called out Thune and everyone else, saying there's probably five other ways they could pass this bill, including reconciliation, and demanding they do it. If they had the will, they could. Stay tuned, folks, because Thune keeps saying that SAVE Act's dead, and it keeps looking as dead as it is right now, and then it keeps coming back.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils.
Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Insane thing number two. This was the week, folks, that the mask was finally fully ripped off NATO. These European countries are not our allies. We couldn't get a single damn minesweeper out of these people. Now, in the beginning of the week, what happened was Trump asked them to come out and simply escort their own damn ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Not anybody else's, their own ships. And he said to them, look, we will escort you escorting your ships. We're going to do all the heavy lifting. We'll protect you, but you got to show up. Pretty critical, as Trump pointed out. We don't really need the Strait of Hormuz here in America, but the Euroweenies do. They get between 12 and 14% of their liquid natural gas every month going through there. And it's spring. 13% of their fertilizer to grow food goes through there, too. In fact, they're already seeing a crisis with liquid natural gas costs because the Strait is shut down. All Trump's asking them to do is act in their own damn interest. Yet they're so terrified of offending the Muslims among them because, see, each of these governments from the UK to Germany to France, the left-wing parties do what the Democrats are trying to do here. They depend on Muslim migrant votes. It's not a huge percentage of the population, but they have parliamentary systems. So, you know, you get, when your population's got 4, 5, 6% Muslims, they all vote for Labor. It is big. It keeps you on top. They're terrified to be seen escorting their own ships with their own energy. So Trump finally threw the gauntlet down after they refused and said, fine, he wasn't helping anyone. NATO could do it. That prompted absolute panic from NATO and the Euroweenies. And they put out a statement that, okay, we will do it. But it was fake if you read the details. Here's Carly Shimkus at Fox News.
And then the other thing at play is that seven U.S. allies, they announced that joint statement in support of a potential coalition to open the Strait of Hormuz, which sounds really good. But then when you look at the details, they're not promising any sort of naval support just yet. It seems like it's like an in-name only type statement, maybe to placate President Trump. A step forward, yes, but let's get some action and something actual tangible before we celebrate that.
Has anyone else noticed the Euroweenies were so busy criticizing Trump for the Iran war and for the Strait of Hormuz being closed by Iran? We didn't close it. That they've never gotten around to condemning Iran for closing it violently with missiles. And they didn't even put out a statement saying Iran should knock it off until Trump threatened to make NATO patrol the place by simply not showing up. So the Euroweenies' position is, screw you, we're not sending a single minesweeper, but we fully expect you to risk your lives escorting our ships. Folks, those Iranian missiles can't hit the continental U.S. yet, but they can hit half of Europe. They benefit more from this war at this point than we do. Of course, if they can hit a large swath of Europe, they can hit our bases. Folks, we have no future with these people. We really should take NATO apart brick by brick. And it sounds like that's what Trump wants to do.
Well, we don't need too much help, and we don't need any help, actually. We've wiped out their Navy, wiped out their military in every aspect. Their Air Force is now decimated. They have no Air Force, no Navy. I think NATO's making a very foolish mistake. And I've long said that, you know, I wonder whether or not NATO would ever be there for us. So this was a great test, because we don't need them, but they should have been there.
Now, contrast that with who is there. India is already escorting its own ships through the strait. They condemned Iran's attacks over a week ago. The Iranians only did it yesterday because Trump forced them to. Meanwhile, without Trump forcing them to, the Gulf states, i.e. Middle Eastern countries, met in Saudi Arabia and issued a statement not only condemning Iran, but warning they are going to take military action against Iran if the attacks don't stop. Folks, for all the money that we have spent, $465 billion with a B over the last decade, including $200 billion on the Ukraine war, France had the unmitigated gall to say to us this week, this is not our war. We didn't start it. We could have said the same thing about Ukraine. It's not our war, not our problem. We didn't start it. The great assumption I think the Euroweenies are making here is that the more they say screw you to America, the more the Democrats will love them, and eventually the Democrats will get back in power and start paying their war bills again, probably hundreds of billions more for Ukraine for no damn reason. Because when Trump stopped paying the Ukraine bill, what did the Euroweenies do? They started paying it immediately. We never needed to pay for it. It turns out we're just chucking money at them because I don't even know why. So, folks, when you're the Euroweenies and you see us pay their bills for no apparent reason when they can pay them themselves, the Euroweenies think you're pretty stupid. So they're just waiting for the stupid Democrats to get back in office, figuring they won't pay any kind of price with them for abandoning us in our time of need. Insane thing number one is a story so big, I'd go ahead and call it the story of the century. As in the 26 years so far that make up this century, story of the century. There isn't a bigger one. It's the kind of story that has reverberated around my mind for days this week. In the shower, when I'm cooking, I can't stop thinking about it. That's just the shockwaves of it. This is how big this is. And almost everyone in our media missed it. When you hear this story, all the puzzle pieces of the last 10 years click up in your head. And you'll spend the next couple of days thinking about it too. And everything will make sense. And you realize all of the big stories of the last decade were the same story. COVID, the Hunter Biden laptop, the Russia collusion hoax. All of it part of a Chinese scheme supported by our intel agencies to steal the 2020 election for Joe Biden. This story, an utter masterpiece that blows away Bob Woodward's reporting in Watergate, was hidden by John Solomon under a horrible title. Perhaps that's why no one on our side noticed it this week. The title is Britain Had Meltdown When China Hacked Voter Files, but U.S. Intel Kept It Secret in America. See, China mass hacked the internal voter files in Britain, and our intel agencies, primarily the CIA and the FBI, briefed members of Congress about it. What they hid from members of Congress is that China had massively hacked us, too, stealing internal voter files. These are the ones Trump's still trying to get a hold of today. The ones with your driver's license number and your social security number. The ones Trump needs to run them against the databases to figure out who's a real voter and who's a fake voter. But I'm getting ahead of myself. China, and get this, Iran, together hacked our boards of election. What were China and ultimately Iran hacking our boards of election for? Here is the actual title of the intelligence report that they hid from Congress. It's mind-blowing. Chinese government production and export of fraudulent U.S. driver's licenses to Chinese sympathizers in the United States in order to create tens of thousands of fraudulent mail-in votes for U.S. presidential candidate Joe Biden in late August 2020. Never briefed to Congress. In fact, when an enterprising FBI agent did an interview with a whistleblower saying exactly that, the entire thing was erased by leadership off the FBI's computer system and never followed up upon. Well, we just found out about the prohibited access system. I've talked about it on this podcast a couple of weeks ago, which is basically a part of the computer system the FBI leadership was using to hide their crimes, but still keep records of their crimes. And it was inaccessible. Cash Patel's only learned about its existence from a whistleblower just a couple of months ago. So they've been digging through it. That, folks, is why you saw James Comey subpoenaed this week down to Florida. We now have the evidence for actual conspiracy charges around the Russia collusion hoax, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Folks, according to the intel, even the Biden White House knew about it. But again, they never briefed Congress. Our intel agencies never briefed Trump. Now ask yourself, using your common sense, we don't yet know, okay, why they didn't brief Trump. Why wouldn't you brief Trump? For the same reason you scrubbed the entire operation off of your servers, deleted all the investigatory files, or hid them behind the prohibited access wall. Because if you told Trump, he would have stopped it, and you wanted the Chinese to steal the election for Joe Biden. That's why. There's actual evidence of this, too. We're going to hear a lot from a whistleblower that we're all soon to meet. His name is Christopher Porter. He was a CIA analyst and learned of all of this, and he wanted to go and tell Donald Trump. He said, we knew by April 2020 that Chinese intelligence had voter registration data, the internal data from multiple states, and was analyzing with an eye toward the 2020 elections. But CIA, listen to this, blocked efforts to inform President Trump and later stopped many of these reports from being made available to Congress. During the Biden administration, when I raised concern about the legal requirement to share these and other reports, the legal requirement to share these and other reports with congressional oversight, they changed my job to exclude me from elections and then fired me. He later turned whistleblower. That's how we know all of this now. We know where to find the data. Folks, what's insane here? That bombshell was the beginning of the week. Only two, just count them, two of conservative websites, news websites that I know have picked it up, Red State and Hot Air, and one of them buried it in the second half of an article. Are we, like, stupid? Again, Solomon sources were the actual intelligence reports themselves, an interview with the whistleblower, and confirmations with CIA Director John Ratcliffe and Tulsi Gabbard, who, this is the good news, say there's a massive tranche of documents on this they're trying to make public that they are, quote, explosive, unquote, and that they're working on declassifying them. They haven't had them for very long. So hopefully this won't go away because we'll lose the republic if somebody on our side doesn't notice and fight. By the way, folks, this makes everything make sense. You know what would stop most of this? The SAVE Act. It prohibits mass mail-in balloting. The only people who can use it are members of the military and very extreme cases of health issues. That's it. China can't steal another election, at least not the way they appear to have stolen the 2020 election. Now, remember, we caught 19,888 licenses in 1,500 shipments the Customs and Border Patrol did going through Chicago O'Hare. I seriously doubt that that is the only shipment. It's just the one we caught.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, I'm going to read you something so astonishing, you're going to want to take the CIA and the FBI apart brick by brick, lock the doors, shut out the lights, and detonate the buildings. Headline, U.S. Intel hid Chinese 2020 election meddling from Trump because they opposed his policies. What? Okay, Dr. Barry Zuloff, he's a member of the Senior National Intelligence Service, who reviewed the intelligence on this, filed an intel report that was also withheld from Congress, and until now, Trump took a look at the intel analyst who saw all of this going on with China. This was not contained to a small group of people, and asked the question, "What? This is basically the Russia collusion hoax, which didn't happen, except it actually did happen, and may have been successful in stealing the 2020 election for Joe Biden. Why did nobody tell Trump?" Listen to this paragraph from John Solomon, Just the News. Analysts inside the U.S. intelligence community sought to conceal evidence of Chinese influence efforts from President Donald Trump during the 2020 election, with analysts saying to Zuloff that they didn't want their intel used by, quote, that vulgarian in the Oval Office, unquote, to pursue policies toward China they personally disagreed with. What? China is our worst enemy on earth. They sent COVID. They build bioweapons labs, many bioweapons labs on our soil. They sent bioweapons to try to sneak them into the country and destroy our agriculture. What? They didn't want their intel? Folks, these have to be communists. These are people protecting the enemy so they can steal an election and install this. Folks, this part, God, it all makes sense. All of it. I mean, just even in the beginning of the week before this broke, I was saying, you know, why did our intel agencies protect Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's bribery, their tax fraud, the $30 million, including $3 million for the big guy that IRS was on top of? Why do they lie about the Hunter Biden laptop? It makes so much sense. It's so much bigger than just hiding from Trump. They were stealing the election in partnership with China. China, if they were going to steal an election for somebody, wanted a compromised president. That's why they bribed Joe Biden. Never forget this detail because I obsess over it. I tell you about it all the time. They had that laptop, which had the wire transfers on it from China that constituted, at a minimum, tax fraud because Hunter Biden didn't report them, but it's also bribery. They had it in 2019. The FBI did. They had a copy of the laptop. No big deal. They could have knocked Joe Biden out. They could have sent him to prison. Joe Biden wouldn't get the upper hand in the primary until 2020. In other words, there were plenty of Democrats in that primary. Any one of them polled higher than Joe Biden. He was not popular. The election would have gone on fine. Heck, they probably would have had an easier time winning that election with another candidate because Joe was not popular. Yet they covered for him, even when there was a big, fat, full field of other Democrats still running. Why? China wasn't going to steal that election unless the candidate, Joe, was owned and controlled by China. Because the second that Joe and Hunter accepted that money, Hunter wasn't registered as a foreign agent, neither was Joe. The second you accept it, that's a felony. You can't report it to the IRS. That's another felony. It's money laundering and tax evasion. So China knows the second that you accept that $30 million, and we do know $3 million went to Joe, according to the IRS agents who investigated it and then were gagged. The minute you accept that money, China's got you. They got total compromise. They're not paying Joe to do what they want. He has to. And the FBI damn well knew it, all the while covering up the laptop. And remember how far they went inside of Twitter, inside of Facebook. They got them to take down the New York Post's social media accounts when they started telling the truth about the Hunter Biden laptop. Why? Because the bank transfers were on it from China. Folks, oh my gosh. And then you go back another step and your mind, I mean, just the bombshells in your mind. They did the fireworks. I mean, I'm sitting there doing laundry going, oh my gosh. Because guess what? Think about this. That was the purpose of COVID. Think who chipped in to pay for COVID. The Pentagon, $51 million sent to the Wuhan lab. Again, we call it the Wuhan lab, but it's actually the bioweapons lab of the People's Liberation Army. Another $51 million sent by USAID, which is the funding arm of the CIA. That money, that grant, was to go into the bat caves and collect the COVID viruses. So, folks, Fauci sending $6 million, they needed a virus to shut down the economy, which was Trump's foremost weapon, but they needed a virus as an excuse for mail-in balloting so China could steal the election. The whole thing was nearly upended when Hunter Biden left records of it at the computer repair store. How bad was it, folks? And you're just getting the outline of what's in that explosive tranche of documents they haven't declassified yet. Oh, and by the way, as I'm recording this podcast, this is breaking. Apparently, Senator Ron Johnson has noticed all of this, and he has issued a call to Trump demanding he declassify every bit of the Chinese election interference. But anyway, the Federalist also broke this this week. Round River FBI op was a deep state conspiracy to thwart investigation into Biden family corruption. Folks, this was run behind the prohibited wall inside the FBI. They were investigating, as you would criminals, anybody who came forward with any evidence of the Biden family taking bribes or doing anything illegal. Of course they were. They had to protect China. So they were actually surveilling anyone who was on the trail of the Biden corruption. Get this, including the FBI's own Pittsburgh office, where enterprising agents were trying to dig into this. Folks, this is a level of corruption that's mind-blowing. Folks, by now you're pretty frustrated hearing all of this. Don't be. Folks, seriously, thank the Lord if you pray, because I do, and I have. Thank the Lord for what we escaped, folks. Because it's now clear what they did. They made up the Russia collusion hoax. Remember, every part of it's fallen apart thanks to declassifications by Tulsi Gabbard and Kash Patel. There was no Russian hacking, not of the DNC server, and certainly not of any boards of elections. Remember, that ended up being hackers paid by Hillary's campaign that were federal contractors to mimic a Russian hacking. Folks, do you remember at one point the Russia collusion hoax, according to the Media Research Center, dominated about two-thirds of the average newscast? It went on for like a year and a half. It was insane. And they pushed it, Now I understand why. It was a cover up for the fact that China was trying to steal the election the whole time. And who knows? Maybe they actually did. Whatever the case, folks, thank the Lord, if you pray, and even if you don't pray, that it didn't work a second time in 2024. Because, folks, we almost escaped total hell on earth. I mean, we're talking about a dictatorship. We're talking about a country. Can you imagine what the second Joe Biden term with Remember how they said Trump was a Russian puppet? No. Joe Biden was a Russian puppet with the full approval and backing of our intel agencies. They wanted a puppet of China running this country. And then, I mean, your mind goes to some dark places. Were they trying to facilitate a Chinese takeover of this country? The exact same kind they accused Trump of, Trump being a Russian puppet. Why would they want to give China this level of control over our country? Why would they facilitate it? Why would they break the law to make it possible? I mean, these questions, folks, holy cow. But thank God for the bullet that we dodged. Can you imagine living in a regime like that? It would end freedom in the world. I mean, you see the European countries, there'd be no free place left to run. And they were already on the cusp of ending the First Amendment. I mean, we'd already be, if Biden had won a second term or if Kamala Harris had won the term, we'd already be extradited to the UK for trial for speech violations. There'd be no internet freedom. Elon Musk would by now be in prison. I mean, folks, we live in a dictatorship. You're looking at Iran this week. That's what that looks like. You get hung in the square if they disagree with what you say or you protest for your freedom. We dodged that bullet by so little. And we got a second chance. And we need to make the most of it. And we need to thank God for that. And every day that I find out more, I realize how close we came to 1,000 years of darkness. Because I'm telling you what, with technology, they get this over us. China gets this over us. Holy cow. No wonder Trump fights like he does. Destroying one proxy of China's after another. Venezuela, Iran, now he's coming for Cuba. It all makes sense now, doesn't it? He can't let the Democrats and China, but then I repeat myself, our enemies, combined with our intel agencies, pick this up and rebuild it.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerd! Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.